Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution. We're discussing Peter's column at Real Clear Politics, Five Errors Made by Responsible News Organizations, repeated by SAME, about the recent conflict still underway. Quickly, the one where the opposition in Congress declared that President Trump did not have the authority to use a weapon. Do we need to spend more than a sentence on that, Peter?
I might have to. Here are two independent grounds, three sentences, independent grounds why President Trump did have authority. First, authorization to use military force all the way back from 2001 has not lapsed. And the United States, the president has authority to strike at anybody who is aiding, abetting, harboring al-Qaeda jihadists. And that is something that Iran had did. But second, the jihadists in Yemen have even up to very recently been attacking American ships in the Red Sea. Who sponsors the Houthis in Yemen? Iran. The United States has authority, or I should say the president has authority to respond in self-defense to those who are attacking us and those who sponsor them. That's Iran. The president had authority on his own to strike Iran.
The fourth error, which is that the Israeli and American military operations against Iran benefit not only Israel, but also moderate Gulf Arabs. That is generally true, but it's important to note that Iran is an existential threat to the whole region, and it remains a regional power, the number one sponsor of terror throughout its own part of the world and worldwide. And, Peter, that fact seems to have become normalized so that there's no objecting to Iran whenever it enters into transnational organizations. No one comes forward and say, by the way, you're criminals.
Well, of course, that's right, too. And while our friends and partners in other part of the world don't have the last say on what we should do and what constitutes a threat to American interests, we should listen when, for example, our partner Saudi Arabia says, as MBS Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince, Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, did say in 2018 on 60 Minutes, that the Ayatollah Khamenei, who rules Iran, is the new Hitler, and that while Saudi Arabia doesn't want a nuclear bomb, it's not seeking one, if Iran goes nuclear, Saudi Arabia will go nuclear. And here's the thing, if Saudi Arabia goes nuclear, it stands to reason that other Gulf monarchies will go nuclear, maybe Turkey too. The last thing the United States needs is intense nuclear proliferation in the Gulf and the greater Middle East. Remember, more than 20% of the world's oil passes through the Straits of Hormuz, controlled by, overseen by, overlooked by Iran. It is contrary to American interests to have the international economy hostage to such the fragility that would be produced by a nuclearized Middle East. So yes, we have United States has an independent interest in preventing Iran from going nuclear.
And finally, the war is not over, Peter. The ceasefire is extremely vulnerable to reversals in Tehran and in Moscow and in Beijing. And the negotiation is not yet underway in any fashion that makes sense to me. So the danger is not past. That would be the final error, presuming that this is back to normal. We have about a minute. Do we have expectation that the negotiation will be successful or will it be in more of Iranian stalling? About a minute, Peter.
We should prepare for Iranian stalling. They've been pursuing a nuclear weapon for almost 30 years. They can start up the program again. Don't forget, Iran is not only home to more than 90 million people. It is a country double the size of Texas. They have lots of places to hide. Israel and the United States have inflicted a mighty blow. But without deft negotiation by the Trump administration, yes, we can expect that the Iranians will start up will continue with their nuclear program with even greater determination to produce a weapon. We have a lot of work still to do.
Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing at Real Clear Politics.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.